This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Donald Trump let it be known yesterday that he's doing quite well in the fundraising department. Between them, his campaign and the Republican Party brought in $82 million last month. The question now is what he's going to spend it on. Because even for as unusual and free media-oriented a run as he is making, the amount that Trump is spending on television ads, a mainstay of most national campaigns, has been close to nothing. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer takes a look at the possible costs and benefits of waiting for TV time.
Hillary Clinton and super PACs supporting her have budgeted $100 million for TV ads between now and the presidential elections. That's $99 million more than Donald Trump and his super PACs have budgeted. Those numbers are from Sarah Briner at the Center for Responsive Politics.
It's such a stark difference that it's hard to believe that they're real.
But numbers don't lie. And here are some others. The Trump campaign reported raising around $80 million last month. Now that he's sitting on a pile of cash, will Trump finally break into TV? We don't know. The Trump campaign didn't respond to our interview requests. But even if Trump does decide to jump into TV now, he may not get the ad slots he wants, says David Caputo, professor of political science at Pace University.
If the time slots are gone, they're gone. So that's the disadvantage of being late.
By now, other candidates have already snapped up primetime slots. Why? Because TV works, says Steve Passwader. He's vice president and general manager at Kantar Media CMAG, which tracks campaign spending.
The fact that the electorate tends to skew a little bit older, you know, I think that also helps TV a lot.
Because those older, reliable voters still tune into TV. Passwader says politicians also like to run ads during big events that everyone watches. Planning to watch the Olympics? Then brace yourself for this.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
So far, Trump has relied on social media and free media, and he could keep doing that. But Passwader couldn't think of any modern candidate who's won the presidential race without hitting the TV airwaves hard. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.